This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. March cotton futures last week started the week trading at a low of 79.75. Spent most of the week going sideways, but excitement before the export sales report on Thursday moving March futures to 84.28, which was a gain of nearly 4.5 cents in just 1 week. Thursday's trading volume also the highest single-day volume in 18 months. And part of that was driven by general enthusiasm about a recovery in the market, as jobless claims significantly lower than expected, plus European retail sales outperform expectations as well. On the weather front, much of the eastern cotton belt receiving rain over the past week, things have remained dry across the southwest, with very few places across the Texas High Plains getting more than a sprinkle. Higher prices still seem to be failing to deter demand. Exporters buying up 287,000 running bales of upland cotton in the previous week. Noticeable increases in commitments from China, Turkey, and Pakistan. This week we'll get an acreage estimate for 2021 from the National Cotton Council. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.